The book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 1 says, "We must pay more careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away."
希伯来书第二章第一节说，因此我们必须更加重视所听的道，以免随流飘去。
This verse is a very serious warning to all Christians.
这节经文对于所有的基督徒是一个非常严肃的警告。
The author of the book of Hebrews calls his readers to pay attention to what they have heard.
希伯来书的作者，他呼召他所有的读者们都要来仔细的听。
What have they heard?
他们都听到了什么呢？
What they have heard was described in chapter 1.
他们所听到的就是之前在第一章所描述的。
It is the truth about the Lord Jesus Christ.
就是关于我们主耶稣基督的真理。
That Jesus is the Son of God.
耶稣基督他是上帝的儿子。
The exact representation of God himself.
是上帝本体的真相。
He is the creator of the entire universe.
他是整个宇宙的创造主。
And he upholds everything by the word of his power.
以及他用充满能力的话语来维系着万物。
And he is the Messiah as prophesied by the Old Testament prophets.
他正是旧约圣经中先知们所预言的弥赛亚。
And he is the savior of the world.
他是世界的救主。
And he is superior to all angels.
他远胜过天使们。
Because angels are only ministering spirits.
因为天使只是服役的灵。
And that the throne of Jesus will last forever.
主耶稣的宝座是永远长存的。
So why are we called to pay attention to the truth of Jesus Christ?
所以我们为什么被呼召要来仔细地听主耶稣的真理呢？
Firstly, human beings have got a problem of hearing.
首先，人类啊，有一个听着听到的一个问题。
We hear, but we do not listen.
我们听见，但是没有听进心里去。
In the Gospels, Jesus repeatedly say, "Those who have ears, let them hear."
在福音书里，主耶稣一次又一次的不断重复说，有耳朵的，让他们听见。
To each of the seven churches in the book of Revelation, Jesus said, "Him who has ears, let him hear."
在启示录里，对于七间教会的每一间，主耶稣说：“凡有耳朵的，都应当听。”
Let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.
要听圣灵对各教会所说的话。
You know, when we don't like to hear the truth, we block it out. We refuse to accept it.
当我们听见真理是我们不愿意听见的，那么我们就不愿意去接受它，并且给它封闭。
And we even take offense at the speaker.
我们甚至对于这讲话的人觉得他冒犯了我们。
We harden our hearts.
我们的心就变得刚硬起来。
We block out the truth.
我们就封闭了真理。
But here the author of the book of Hebrews says we need to pay careful attention to what we have heard.
但是在这里的希伯来书的作者说，我们必须要更加重视地听我们所听到的。
Paying careful attention requires a lot of effort on our part.
我们要很重视，这是需要我们的心付出努力的。
We need to listen carefully, understand it, and then obey it.
我们必须要仔细地听，从而来明白，并且来活出来。
Without obeying the word of God,We deceive ourselves into thinking that we know the word of God.
如果没有顺从上帝的话语，那么我们就是自欺欺人。我们觉得我们了解上帝的话语。
You know, it is not good enough to just know about the word of God. We need to be able to live it out.
只是知道上帝的话语，这是不够的。我们必须要把它活出来。
A few weeks ago, we heard David say, preach that to hear the word of God, but not.Live it out is to build our house on sand.
在几周之前，我们听到了我们的弟兄 David 给我们讲的道，就是当我们只是单单的听见了，但是没有活出上帝的话语的时候，就好比一个愚蠢的建筑商把房子建在沙土上。
So when the storms come, the house collapses.
所以当暴风雨来的时候，这个房子就被冲塌了。
James chapter 3 verse 26 says, "As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead.
在雅各书第二章二十六节说，身体没有灵魂是死的，同样信心没有行为也是死的。
So secondly, if we don't pay attention to what we have heard that is the truth of God, then we will drift away from the truth.
所以如果我们没有听见如果我们听见了上帝的话语但是没有活出来的话那么我们就会很容易的来漂流从上帝的真道中漂流走
Now this is a very serious warning
这是一个非常严肃的警告
The author of the book of Hebrews uses this analogy of a boat to describe our lives
这希伯来书的作者他使用了船来做一个比喻来形容我们的生命
That this boat is slowly drifting away out into sea.
这艘船被慢慢的由这个浪被飘到大海中间。
It's carried away from the shore by gentle waves and the tides that come in and go out.
它是由这个海浪一点点把这个船从岸边一直吹到了海中。
And as the boat drifts out,It does not feel any danger.
当这个船在慢慢的漂流的时候，它没有感受到有任何的危险。
In fact, it feels rather soothing as it was carried up and down by gentle waves and the tide.
因为这个风浪是非常平稳的，所以它也感觉到是非常稳的。
Until suddenly a storm comes on and then capsizes it.
直到了暴风雨的到来，并使得它翻船了。
So how can a boat be carried out to sea in fairly calm waters?
所以这艘船是怎么在这么平稳的海面上被带到了海中呢？
So normally a boat is tied to the shore, to a pole on the shore by a rope.
通常一艘船它连着一根绳子，这根绳子就会被系在岸边的一个柱子上。
Or the boat is anchored down.Into the shore bed, into the sea bed.
又或者是这艘船它的锚被深深地扎在海底。
But with gentle waves and tide coming in and out, the rope can be loosened and the boat can drift away.
但是呢，当这个浪潮在一点点平稳地来摇动的时候呢，如果这个绳子系得不紧的话，它就很容易松掉了，船就被飘走了。
Or if the boat is not anchored, then it will be carried out to sea.
又或者它这个锚没有深深地扎在了它的海底上，那么它也会被慢慢地飘走的。
Calm waters can be very deceptive.
那平稳的海水，很容易是，它是来欺骗人的。
Because it gives us a false sense of safety.
因为它给我们一个错误的安全感。
The Sea of Galilee is a typical example.
这个加利利湖就是一个典型的例子。
It can be very calm, and then suddenly a huge storm can arise.
它可以平常很平稳，但是突然间的暴风雨就来了。
So how does this analogy apply to our lives?
所以这个比喻怎么样可以应用在我们的生命里呢？
Our lives are like the boat.
我们的生命就如这艘船一样。
When life is going along comfortably, we become spiritually complacent.
当我们的生命是一帆风顺的时候，我们就变成属灵上的自满。
We don't realize that the devil is prowling around us, waiting for the right moment to pounce on us and to devour us.
我们甚至没有意识到，魔鬼就好比咆哮的狮子，它正在四处的游走，等待吃我们的机会。
Sudden unexpected storms can come into our lives and sink us.
意想不到的暴风雨会突如其来的淹没我们。
And so this analogy reminds us, warns us that we need to send our anchor deep down into God Himself, into the truth of God.
所以这个比喻它就提醒我们，我们必须要使我们生命里的锚深深地扎在上帝里他的话语上。
Otherwise, we will be slowly carried away from God by the temptations of the world.
不然的话，我们就会因为这世上的诱惑，慢慢的远离上帝。
By our own fleshly desires.
由着我们自己的肉体的私欲。
By our physical comforts and apparent security.
我们自身的舒适以及表面上的安全。
and by sins that we allow to slowly creep into our lives to take root in us.
以及我们允许在我们生命当中犯的罪，使得它在我们生命里生根。
And by false prophets and false teachers.
也可以是因为假教师、假先知。
You know, as an example of how easy it is to drift away, when we had a COVID-19 test to see if we had the infection, do we join in Sunday worship online or do we just do something else?
我们给大家举一个非常容易飘离走的例子，就如果你感觉不舒服，你去做了一个新冠肺炎的检测，当你在自我隔离等待结果的时候，那么在礼拜天你是参加我们的网上敬拜呢，还是去做些其他的事？
You know, it is, if we just look at our own lives, it is so easy to just be complacent and drift away.
如果我们看到我们自己的生命是很容易自满，很容易远离的。
And when we drift away, we generally think that we are still fine.
当我们慢慢的从上帝那里漂流走的时候，我们还是觉得没事啊，我都挺好的。
But when a big storm comes,Our faith will be shipwrecked, and we will lose our souls.
但是当暴风雨来的时候，我们的信心就会受到重创，我们就会失掉我们的灵魂。
Hebrews chapter 2 verses 2 to 4, here it says, For if the message spoken by angels was binding, and every violation and disobedience received its just punishment, how shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation?This salvation, which was first announced by the Lord, was confirmed to us by those who heard him. God also testified to it by signs, wonders, and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit distributed according to his will.
希伯来书第二章二到四节，既然借天使传下的话正确无误，凡干犯违背的人都受到了应有的报应。我们若忽略了这么大的救恩，怎能逃避惩罚呢？这救恩首先由主亲自宣告出来，后来由听见的人向我们证实了。同时，上帝按自己的旨意，用神迹、奇事、各样的异能、圣灵的恩赐，和他们一同做见证。
The message spoken by the angels was the law, the Ten Commandments, which God gave to Moses through angels on Mount Sinai.
天使所 传下来的道就是律法，是十诫，是上帝通过天使在西奈山给摩西的。
When the Jews broke the law, broke the commandments, they were punished by God.
所以当犹太人犯罪了，他们就被上帝惩罚。
The message of salvation was announced by the Lord Jesus himself.
拯救的信息是由我们主耶稣亲自来宣告的。
And Jesus is infinitely higher than Moses.
主耶稣他比摩西更加的伟大。
And when Jesus began his earthly ministry, he announced, "The kingdom of heaven is at hand."
当主耶稣开始他在这世上的正道的时候，他宣告说，天国临近了。
And the Apostle John tells us that to all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
使徒约翰说，凡所有接纳耶稣的，就是那些信他的，他就赐给他们权柄，成为上帝的儿女。
And God confirmed that Jesus is the Messiah by working signs, wonders, and miracles through him.
上帝证实了耶稣，他就是弥赛亚，是通过了行出的神迹奇事证明出来的。
And the disciples of Jesus were eyewitnesses of Jesus' ministry and confirmed that Jesus was indeed the Savior of the world.
主耶稣的门徒们是主耶稣所传的道，他的事工的亲眼的见证人，并且来证实主耶稣确实就是世界的救主。
And wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, the gifts of the Holy Spirit authenticate the message.
所以无论福音在世界各地被传播，圣灵的恩赐都来认证这个信息。
So how can we escape God's punishment if we ignore or reject the message of salvation offered by the Lord Jesus himself?
所以如果我们忽略或拒绝主耶稣他亲自给出救恩的信息，我们怎能逃脱来自于上帝的惩罚呢？
In Matthew chapter 24, we are told that one day the disciples of Jesus came to him and on Mount Olives and asked him, Tell us, what will be the sign of your coming at the end of the age?
在马太福音第24章，我们被告知，有一天主耶稣正坐在橄榄山上的时候，门徒私下来问他，请告诉我们，你再来和世界末日的时候会有什么征兆呢？
The first thing Jesus told them was in verse 4, he says, Watch out!That no one deceives you. For many will come in my name, declaring I am the Christ, and will deceive many.
主耶稣告诉他们的第一件事，就是在第四节，你们要小心，免得被人迷惑，因为将来会有许多人冒我的名而来，说我是基督，欺骗许多人。
Jesus did not say there will be peace on earth, but he says there will be wars. There will be wickedness, increase of wickedness, there will be persecution of Christians.
主耶稣从来没有应许我们在这世上我们的生命就会一帆风顺，他反而告诉我们在这世界上会有战争，会有自然灾害。
Verses 10 to 12, Jesus says, At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other, and many false prophets will appear and deceive many people.Because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold.
第十到第十二节，那时许多人会因此放弃信仰，互相出卖，彼此憎恨。许多假先知也会出现，迷惑许多人。由于罪恶泛滥，许多人的爱逐渐冷淡。
And in verse 24, Jesus says, For false Christs and false prophets will appear and perform great signs and miracles to deceive even the elect, if that were possible.
第二十四节主耶稣说，因为假基督和假先知将出现，行很大的神迹奇事来迷惑人，如果可能，甚至要迷惑上帝拣选的子民。
Jesus warns us about a great deception that is coming into the world.
主耶稣他在警告我们，即将在这世界上会有大欺骗。
The father of deception is Satan.
欺骗之父就是撒旦。
Jesus says Satan is the father of all lies.
耶稣说撒旦是撒谎者的始祖。
Lies and deception are the nature of Satan.
谎言和欺骗都是撒旦的本质。
Satan deceived Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
撒旦在伊甸园里欺骗了亚当和夏娃。
He told them that God was withholding something good from them by not allowing them to eat of the fruit from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
他告诉他们，上帝对他们保留了好的东西，就是禁止他们吃能分辨善恶树果子的果子。
So he was indirectly telling Adam and Eve that God was not good.
所以他这样做就是间接地告诉亚当和夏娃，上帝是不好的。
And in all of human history, this has been Satan's strategy in turning man against God.
在所有人类的历史上，这就是撒旦使用人与上帝为敌的策略。
Satan tells man that God is not good.
撒旦他就告诉了人，上帝是不美善的。
In this present time where there is so much suffering worldwide, many people blame God instead of blaming their own sinfulness and instead of blaming Satan.
在现在的全世界当中，有很多人受苦，他们与其去埋怨自己的罪，或者是埋怨这世上的魔鬼，他们反而来怨上帝。
And many high-profile Christians have publicly announced that they no longer believe in God.
甚至有许多备受瞩目的基督徒，他们公开的宣告，他们不再相信上帝。
The power of deception is in telling partial truth.
欺骗的功效就在于讲部分真相。
It is a distortion of the truth to cause us to believe a lie.
它是扭曲了真相，使得人们来相信这个谎言。
And if the lie is told repeatedly and especially by many sources, we tend to believe that it is true.
如果一个谎言不断重复地说，并有许多渠道来听到的话，那么我们就会相信这可能是真的。
It is very important for us to understand this, especially at the present time when there is so much disinformation being spread all around the world to cause hatred, to cause divisions, to cause wars.
我们必须要明白这一点，特别是在当代的时代，有许多假的信息会引来分裂、仇恨，甚至战争。
And we can deceive ourselves by a little disobedience.
我们也可以通过我们一点点的不顺从来自欺欺人。
We say a little sin is no big deal.
我们说犯一点罪没关系的。
Not worshiping God on Sundays now and then is okay.
在礼拜天偶尔不来敬拜上帝也是没关系的。
And before long it becomes a habit.
但是很快的就成了我们的一个习惯。
And taking offense at somebody else is another common example.
又或者另一个例子就是我们感觉到别人的冒犯。
We excuse ourselves for taking offense because we justify ourselves.
我们为感觉被冒犯来辩解，因为我们觉得自己没错。
And whether the offense was intended or unintended, we refuse to forgive.
无论这个冒犯是有意的还是无意的，但我们都拒绝去原谅。
And then this unforgiveness becomes a root of bitterness, which imprisons us.
然后这个不饶恕呢，就在我们里面生了根，变成了苦毒的根，就使得我们关在监牢里。
Or if we have a problem with anger management.
又或者我们很难控制我们的脾气。
And we don't control it.
我们很容易就发脾气。
And it becomes part of our personality.
它就成为了我们性格的一部分。
And we fly off into a rage at the slightest thing.
在小事上突然就发脾气。
Or when we go through trial after trial and our prayers don't seem to be answered, it is easy to deceive ourselves into thinking that God doesn't love us anymore.
又或者当我们经历了一个又一个的苦难的时候，好像上帝没有回应我们的祷告，我们就比较容易自欺欺人，就来相信上帝是不爱我们的。
These and countless other examples may start small, but unless we deal with it quick and smart, they will separate us from God.
但是这些和许多数不清相似的例子，或许都由一点小事开始的，但如果我们不快聪明地解决掉他们就会使得我们与上帝来隔离。
You know, persistent sin opens the door to demonization.Or to the entrance of the demons into our lives.
这持久的罪就为魔鬼敞开了一扇门，可以进入到我们里面。
Since the Garden of Eden, man always has an opinion about God.
自从伊甸园，人们对于上帝有一个看法。
Because man thinks that now he has eaten of the fruit, from the knowledge of tree and knowledge of good and evil, then he can distinguish between what is right and what is wrong.
因为人们觉得他们已经吃了能分辨善恶树的果子，他们现在就可以分辨了善恶。
Man, the creature, sits in judgment over God, the creator.
这个人是个创造物，他们却来坐在了创造主上帝的审判的位子上。
God, if you exist, why do you allow so much suffering in the world?
上帝，如果你存在，你为什么允许在这世界上有这么多的苦难呢？
God, if you are all powerful, why don't you fix all the problems that are in the world?
上帝，如果你是全能的，你为什么不就现在就解决这世界上所有的难题呢？
If you are just, then why don't you punish the wicked now?
如果你是公平的，你为什么不现在就来惩罚那些邪恶的人呢？
And why do you let the innocent suffer?
你为什么让无辜的人受苦啊？
Or why do you let the hypocrite continue to be in ministry?
你为什么又让那些假冒伪善的人继续在服事上呢？
On the surface, these and similar questions appear reasonable, appear legitimate.
在表面上，这些以及相似的一些问题看上去是正当的。
Sinful humanity are by nature rebellious against God.
有罪的人类在本质上对上帝就是叛逆的。
We have a bias against God.
我们对上帝有偏见。
And Satan capitalizes on that.
那么撒旦他就抓住了这个机会，就抓住了这个事实来利用他。
Satan masquerades as prophets and teachers to deceive and to lead people astray from the truth.
撒旦他就伪装成了假先知、假教师，来欺骗人们，带领人们远离上帝。
Famous prophets have prophesied lies.
有很多出名的先知已经说了假预言。
And they are believed by many because of their fame, because they have a large following on Twitter, on Facebook, or whatever, YouTube.
他们被很多人相信，是因为他们的名气。他们在社交媒体上有许多的追随者。
Or maybe they have written a lot of books.
又或者他们出版了很多的书。
Famous preachers preach a brand of prosperity gospel that makes those who are less fortunate feel inferior.
那些传讲只是传讲上帝的祝福的那些。讲到的人，他们使得那些好像生命里头没有那么好的人，会感觉到自己是很不被重视的。
So if I'm not blessed, that means to say I'm not spiritual.
如果我不被祝福，意思就是我在属灵上的位置不高。
They forget that Jesus said that in this world there will be trouble and we will suffer persecution.
他们忘记了主耶稣说的，在这世上必有苦难，我们会受到迫害。
As Jesus said, even the elect can be deceived.
正如主耶稣他所警告的，即使是被上帝拣选的子民，也可以被迷惑。
You may ask, how can this happen?
我们可能会问，这怎么可能会发生呢？
The Apostle Paul wrote to his spiritual son Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. He says, For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths.
使徒保罗写信给他属灵的儿子提摩太，在提摩太后书第四章三到四节里说，因为有一天人们会厌倦纯正的教导，耳朵发痒，寻找许多迎合他们私欲的老师，他们掩耳不听真理，对无稽之谈却趋之若鹜。
People like to hear preachers, prophets, teachers tell them that God blesses them. God will give them prosperity. God will give them success.
人们都喜欢听这些先知啊，传道师，甚至是老师们对他们讲，上帝会祝福他们，上帝会给他们富足，会给他们成功的信息。
They like to hear messages about God's grace.
他们喜欢听来自于上帝恩典的信息。
Don't we all like to hear that kind of messages as well?
我们是不是也都是喜欢听这样的信息呢？
And you know, I was recently listening to some messages. You know, people flock to such churches to hear this kind of messages being preached.
我最近听到了。有很多人他们愿意听这样的信息，所以他们就一大群人的 涌向了这样的教会去。
The numbers are in the tens of thousands. They are mega churches.
他们的人数甚至都超过了上万，他们就像一个大教会一样。
And the church building is typically darkened.
他们这样的教会呢，就故意把灯调得比较暗。
AndLights and images of the cross may be projected onto the darkened walls or screen.
那彩灯或者十字架的图画就打在那黑板，就打在那墙上，使大家能看见。
So, and then to help people to enter into a spiritual mood.
所以使得人们可以进入到一个属灵的气氛里。
And then the loud rock band leads the massive congregation into a religious experience.
然后他们有大声的摇滚乐队带领了一大群的人进入好像宗教的体验一样。
And to remind them of that positive experience and messages they have heard, they can purchase T-shirts and various memorabilia at the church foyer to take home.
所以为了提醒这些人在这个教会里头有的好的时光以及听到的信息，他们还可以在大厅里头买那些 T 恤衫呢，或者是甚至一些纪念品可以带回家去。
Now, are those sermons with a positive and an uplifting message biblical?
这些正面的鼓舞人的正道是从圣经上来的吗？
Yes, on the surface, if they choose the right passages to support their point.
是的，表面上，如果他们引用了圣经上的经文来支持他们的论点。
Is the use of lights, modern technology, and various modern musical instruments wrong?
使用灯光啊，现代科技啊，以及是不同的乐器，就错了吗？
Do we need to stick to stained glass windows and church organ music to be spiritual?
我们是必须要有教会必有的彩印的窗户和风琴才算属灵吗？
No,
不是的。
The Bible tells us that the temple that King Solomon built was glorious and magnificent to reflect God who is glorious and majestic.
圣经告诉我们所罗门王所建的圣殿是雄伟的，是壮丽的，里面是非常漂亮的，来告诉敬拜的人上帝是充满荣耀和尊贵的。
Let's read Psalm 150 verses 3 to 6.
让我们来读诗篇第150篇第3到6节。
Here the psalmist tells us to praise God with the sounding of the trumpet, praise him with the harp and the lyre, praise him with the tambourine and dancing, praise him with the strings and flute, praise him with the clash of cymbals, praise him with the resounding cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
要吹响号角赞美他，要弹琴鼓瑟赞美他，要击鼓跳舞赞美他，要拨弦吹笛赞美他。要击鼓挠脖赞美他，用响亮的脖声赞美他，凡有生命的都要赞美耶和华，你们要赞美耶和华。
Now to me, Old Testament worship was very loud and jubilant.
对我来说，旧约里的敬拜呢是很大声的，是喜气洋洋的。
It's a time of celebration when the children of God come into his presence.
是当上帝的子民进入到上帝的同在当中的庆祝的时刻。
So what's the problem?
所以问题是什么呢？
The problem is that this kind of messages, the positive thinking messages, are only half truths.
问题就是，这所有这些正面的信息，他们都是只是讲了一半的真理。
The other part of the truth is that God is holy.
另一半的真理就是上帝是圣洁的。
And sin separates us from God.
罪使得我们与上帝分离。
So that God will not hear our prayers.
所以上帝将不会听到所有罪人的祷告。
Faith must be accompanied by works.
信心必须由上帝的话语来行出来。
And there is judgment after death.
在死了之后会有审判。
And Jesus said, you know, our memory verse, that not everyone who calls me Lord, Lord will enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven.
主耶稣说，并不是所有称呼我主啊主啊的人都能进天国，只有遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。
You know, in the Old Testament, when King Saul only partially obeyed God, but still offered sacrifices to God, God took no delight in his sacrifices.
在旧约里，当扫罗王只是一部分来服从上帝，但是还向上帝献祭的时候，上帝告诉他，上帝并不喜悦扫罗的祭物。
In 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22, the Lord told Saul, Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the voice of the Lord? To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams.
在撒母耳记上15章22节，上帝对扫罗说，耶和华喜欢燔祭和其他祭物，还是喜欢人们听从他的话？顺从胜过献祭。听从耶和华胜过向他献上公羊的脂肪。
To obey is better than sacrifice.
顺服胜过献祭。
There's a fine line that separates genuine worship in spirit and in truth from emotionally manipulated worship in the flesh.
在灵和真理里，真诚的敬拜和身体用情感操控的敬拜之间的区别其实是很模糊的。
Speaking half truths is deception.
只讲一半的真理是欺骗。
Concerning false prophets, God said to Jeremiah in Jeremiah chapter 14, verse 14, he says, The prophets are prophesying lies in my name. I have not sent them or appointed them or spoken to them.They are prophesying to you false visions, divination, idolatries, and delusions of their own minds.
涉及了假先知上帝对耶利米说，在耶利米书14章14节， 那些先知奉我的名说假预言，我并没有差派他们，没有委任他们，也没有对他们说话。他们对你们说的预言是假意象，是占卜，是凭空捏造。
In Ezekiel chapter 13, verse 10, God was angry with the prophets of Israel because they led God's people astray, saying, peace, when there was no peace. When a flimsy wall was built, they covered it with whitewash.
在以西结书13章10节，上帝向以色列的先知们发怒，因为他们带领着上帝的子民，因为他们欺骗了上帝的子民，说平安，其实并没有平安，就像有人建了一道薄墙，用白灰加以粉饰。
That means to say, they covered their lies with deception, and they said what the people wanted to hear.
他的意思就是说，他们用欺骗来遮盖他们说的谎言，就是他们就是说出百姓们想要听到的话。
They told the people of Israel who had gone away from God in sin that there will be peace.
他们告诉了那些远离上是出于罪来远离上帝的那些上帝的子民说，你们会有平安。
But God said, I will punish.
但是上帝却说，我会来惩罚。
By telling people what they want to hear, the false prophets and the false teachers make themselves very popular and very well-liked by the people.
通过讲出人们想要听的、喜欢听的，这些假先知和假教师，就使得他们自己变得很受欢迎，并且受人们的喜欢。
Whereas the true prophets are not popular and often criticized.
但是在真正的先知，他们却不受欢迎，并且受到很多批评。
And in the Old Testament, they were rejected and stoned to death.
在旧约里，他们甚至被拒绝，用石头打死。
So how can we distinguish between the false prophets and the real ones?
所以我们怎么样来分辨谁是假先知，谁是真先知呢？
Matthew chapter 7, verses 15 to 17, Jesus warned us to watch out for false prophets. They come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ferocious wolves. By their fruit you will recognize them. Do people pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? Likewise, every good tree bears good fruit, and a bad tree bears bad fruit.
在马太福音第七章十五到十七节里，耶稣警告我们说，你们要提防假先知，他们披着羊皮到你们当中，骨子里却是凶残的狼。你们可以凭他们结的果子认出他们。荆棘怎能结出葡萄呢？棘藜怎能长出无花果呢？同样，好树结好果子，坏树结坏果子。
So outwardly and superficially, these false prophets and false teachers appear spiritual.
所以在外在上，在表面上，这些假先知、假教师，他们好像是属灵的。
Just as natural fruits take time to appear, so the falsehood and the danger of these false prophets and false teachers will take some time to appear.
正如一棵树的果子需要时间来长出来，那假先知和假教师的虚假和他们的危险也需要时间显现出来。
And these false prophets and false teachers are usually motivated by money.Fame and power.
这些假教师、假先知通常都是由金钱、名声，甚至是权力来驱使的。
Their lifestyles will eventually reveal that they do not come from God.
他们的生活方式将最终展示出他们不是来自于上帝。
They are like ferocious wolves that have come among the sheep.Destroy them.
他们就好比披着羊皮的狼，是凶残的狼，来到羊群当中来毁灭他们。
And that is why Jesus warned us again and again, watch out for them.
所以这就是为什么主耶稣一次又一次的警告我们，我们必须要小心提防这些人。
The Apostle John in the first epistle of John, chapter 4, verse 1, he says, "Dear friends, do not believe every spirit."But test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world.
使徒约翰在约翰一书四章一节里说：“亲爱的弟兄姊妹， 不要什么灵都信，总要试验那些灵是否出于上帝，因为世上已经出现了许多假先知。
In an age of advanced technology, countless sermons and all sorts of information are posted on the internet.
在我们现在高科技的时代，各种各样的资料都已经被放到了网上。
It is so easy to be led astray by all this kind of information.
就很容易被这些资料被远离上帝。
Especially if these are put out by reputable preachers.
特别是这些信息来自于非常出名的传道师。
So how can we avoid being led astray?
所以我们怎么样能避免来远离上帝呢？
In Acts chapter 17 verse 11, Paul praised the Bereans who heard his message but did not accept it wholesale.
在使徒行传第十七章十一节，保罗他赞扬比里亚人，因为他们听了保罗的信息并没有完全接受。
Instead, they checked the scriptures for themselves to verify that what Paul said was from God.
取而代之的是，他们查考圣经，来证实保罗所说的确实是来自于圣经。
It says, Now the Bereans were of more noble character than the Thessalonians, for they received the message with great eagerness and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true.
当地的人比铁塞罗尼加人通情达理，非常乐意接受真道，还天天查考圣经，研究这道是否正确。
It is so important for us to be in life groups.
对于我们每个人来参加生命小组是非常重要的。
That's where we can learn the word of God through discussion, ask questions, and encourage one another to put into practice what we have learned.
就是在生命小组里头，我们可以一起学习上帝的话语。我们通过讨论、问问题和彼此鼓励，来把我们所学到的付诸在行动上。
The early believers met in the temple and in the homes.
早期的教会的基督徒们，他们都是在圣殿里以及在家里见面。
They worshiped the Lord and shared life in the risen Christ.
他们在复活的主里面分享生命。
And they set an example for us to follow.
他们给我们设立了一个非常好的榜样，使得我们可以来跟随。
So let me conclude by reminding ourselves from the passage from Hebrews chapter 10, which you may be familiar with.
最后，让我以希伯来书第十章来提醒我们自己，或许这段经文是你非常熟悉的。
Verse 22.Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience, and having our bodies washed with pure water.
22节，他洁净了我们被罪困扰的良心，用清水洗净了我们的身体，因此我们要信心十足，真诚地到上帝面前。
Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful.
我们要坚定不移地持守我们所认定的盼望，因为赐应许的那位是信实的。
Let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds.
我们要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
Let us not give up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing.But let us encourage one another, all the more as you see the day approaching.
不要停止聚会，像那些停止惯了的人，要互相鼓励，特别是你们知道主再来的日子近了。
In this way, we will not drift away from God.
这样的话，我们就不会从上帝那里漂流走。
Because the consequence of drifting away from God is terrible.
因为如果我们从上帝那里漂流走了，后果是非常严重的。
You know, then we will be so near and yet so far.
我们所在的位置可能是很近了，但是我们还是离得很远。
The kingdom of God was within reach, was within grasp, but we've lost it.
上帝的国就在我们的手前，是可以抓住的，但是我们却失掉了它。
It concerns our eternal destiny.
这是 这是关乎着我们永恒的命定。
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Holy Spirit, we thank you that you remind us from your word not to drift away.
圣灵啊，我们感谢你用你的话语来提醒我们不要从你那里漂流走。
We understand that our spirit is willing, but our flesh is weak.
我们明白我们的灵愿意来服从，但是我们的肉体却是软弱的。
We do not underestimate the power of Satan to draw us away from God.
我们不能小视魔鬼的权能来把我们从上帝那里来带走。
So Holy Spirit, we invite you to come and be Lord over our lives.
所以圣灵，我们邀请你来成为我们生命的主。
To help us to go through life following in the footsteps of Jesus.
来帮助我们来走过生命的每一天，都来跟随着主耶稣的脚步。
That our feet will not falter, will not stumble, and we will not fall.
愿我们的脚都不会左右摇摆，不会跌倒。
Lord Jesus, may you always be the Lord over our lives.
主耶稣，愿你总是我们生命里的主。
We thank you, Lord Jesus, for the price you paid on the cross of Calvary.
我们感谢你，主耶稣在十字架上为我们付出的赎价。
Through your cross and your resurrection, we have been brought into a new and a living hope.
通过你的十字架和你的复活，我们被带到了一个新的盼望里。
And our eyes are fixed on the hope that lies ahead.
我们的眼睛定睛在我们面前的盼望中。
And we thank you, Lord, that you said you'll never leave us nor forsake us.
我们感谢你，主耶稣，你说了，你永不离弃我们，永不抛弃我们。
You can keep us from falling.
你会使得我们免于跌倒。
And present us faultless before our Heavenly Father.
使得我们毫无瑕疵地被带到全能上帝的面前。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
感谢主耶稣。
Amen.
Amen.